episode number 286, interview with John Fitzpatrick, marketing manager for Chevrolet Performance Cars.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And we got another special episode for you this week.
We hinted about this last week, and we made it happen.
Yes.
So 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago on episode number 284, we dedicated the entire episode to an interview with Scott, the F-Bot father, Suttlemeyer. And then we had 285, which was a pretty good episode in itself.
Yeah, we got to catch up with all of our voicemails, too.
That's right. And now here we are at 286, and we're interviewing the number, well, another of the big three,
the Camaro team.
John Fitzpatrick. And we kind of got a little bit of suggestion from our listeners saying that we didn't throw Suttlemeyer, you know, we threw him softballs.
We didn't
hit him with the hard questions. Yeah. So everybody has to understand that the Camaro marketing team and the Camaro production team, the Camaro team itself, is kind of a unpredictable bunch, and sometimes they can be frightened easily in a way. So we don't want to lean too heavily on them because we know that there's only so many things we can talk about, but we are gonna Kind of, hit John.
We'll see what happens.
And we've got John Fitzpatrick here on the line. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, buddy. How are you?
Great.
Doing good, thank you.
So for the benefit of those who are new to the Camaro scene or know your name but don't know quite what you do for Chevrolet, give us your background.
Well, I'm the marketing manager for both Camaro and Corvette. I was originally Camaro's marketing manager. I think it's going on 4 years now. And then added a Corvette about a year and a half ago. And basically my responsibility is to represent the voice of the customer in the Camaro development and manage the launch of the car and all the activities that go along with it.
So how exciting has it been in the last 2 weeks with the unveiling of the new 2012 Camaro ZL1 at the Chicago Auto Show?
Well, it's been definitely hectic, you know, with all the activities and everything that goes along with it. And it's been just great to be able to get that car out there and get everybody excited about it. It was I don't want to say a long haul, but it was an exciting one, that's for sure.
Well, I'm thinking you manage the marketing initiatives for not only Camaro, which has been huge for the past 3 years now.
Yeah.
Plus Corvette, which has always been huge and probably always will be. So when do you sleep?
I usually sleep very well at night. at least get a couple hours every night. My wife wonders the same thing at times.
Well, you guys have been doing such a terrific job. I mean, making the Camaro known to the world, and I want to say it's the hottest car 2 years running and still just not even losing any steam. And all without, you know, just because of the state of the automotive industry and the economy, you really haven't, you know, thrown out millions upon millions of dollars in advertising because you don't have it. I mean, well, you know what I mean. But you still did an excellent job reaching out to everybody, and you guys did an admirable job on just the marketing alone, not to mention the cars itself so far.
I mean, look at the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, we were really lucky to have such a presence at the Super Bowl. You know, we were... Miss Evelyn has claimed to be the highest watched television ad ever. A lot of luck went into that, being where it was positioned in the Super Bowl just before that 2 minute warning when the game was still very much in doubt. So we're lucky in that regard. It doesn't get the same acclaim as other manufacturers, but we think it's a great commercial. And then the Transformer commercial, the Al's dealership, as we call it, got a lot of good play as well. So, two good ads, and obviously the MVP award at the end, and, you know, Terry Bradshaw giving a nice plug to the car worked really, really well.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
So can you give us any insight on what you have in mind or drop any hints about what marketing efforts towards the Camaro that we can expect to see in the future, or even just like a hint or an example or you know, just a teaser.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of our efforts have and always continue to be just bringing awareness to the car. And you might say, well, isn't that kind of strange? Or, you know, and obviously in the Transformer movies, we have a third one coming out this summer, and you know, you think to yourself, well, you know, that's all you really need. But you know, the Transformer movie does very well, but it doesn't get to everybody. And you know, we want to make sure that the people, you know, not only are great enthusiasts, we continue to reach out and embrace them as much as possible. But you know, new customers who, you know, maybe not familiar with you know, with what Camaro was, you know, when it went out of the market for 7 years, that's, for a lot of people, that's an eternity. And to be able to get back out there and make it, you know, make them aware of the car and make them excited about the car, I think, you know, it's really our number one priority. And, you know, luckily we've done a good job so far, but there's still more people we need to convince that this is, you know, not only an exciting car, but it's, you know, it's practical, it's fun to drive, it's, you know, really still turns heads, and if they want something different, this is a car for them. So that's what we keep working on.
That's amazing. I know with the emergence of social media out there too, Camaro is everywhere. It's all over Twitter, it's all over Facebook, and there's a lot of, I noticed Camaro placement in certain, I think, TV programs. We have one of our listeners who calls in who always comments about a Camaro that's on Hawaii 5-0.
Yep. And you know, and that's part of, you know, it's part of the whole awareness factor. You know, we were lucky to strike a deal with Hawaii 5-0 to have the car in there after their pilot. They originally were driving a Mustang, got the Mustang out of there, and got Daniel driving a Camaro. And then, you know, the placements in Glee, we've been in there a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Human Target, a Fox show that's you know, very exciting, and you know, it's just a great opportunity again to expand. And then, you know, with you mentioned Facebook, we just went over 1 million fans, or you know, people who quote unquote like us, which you know, we're going to try to celebrate a little bit more here in the coming weeks. I think you know, if you're a fan of us on Facebook, you're going to see us do a couple of things, I think, really exciting. I can't go into it much, but we're going to try to repay some of that, some of those fans out there, and make them a little more excited about the car. So you'll probably see that. So if you're not a fan, become a fan and
absolutely
get a chance to see what's going on.
I'm not a fan at all. Nope.
I know.
I heard that about you.
The first time I clicked that like button to become a fan of Camaro, I had about 10 of my friends comment on that like that said, "Yeah, really?"
Well, it took you so long.
Yeah.
We would be fan number one, but Christopher Trebuzzo has that one locked up.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, he's a great
super
advocate.
Fan. He's an awesome guy to have on the unofficial ambassadors team. So, and he was just reporting in our last week's episode number 285, and it was kind of late because we had a previous interview with Mr. Scott Settlemyer, but he was reporting on the ZL1. So, you know, what can you say about that hasn't already been said in just, you know, and well, it really speaks for itself. I mean, the most powerful, most technologically advanced Camaro ever built. How is your overall, what is your, you know, temperature of what everybody is saying? Because so far we're just seeing nothing but good things. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing the same thing. You know, a lot of excitement around the car. People, you know, very excited to get the performance numbers and find out what else we may have up our sleeves in terms of, you know, the entire life cycle of the car. You know, one of the things that, you know, this team does and I'm very proud to be part of is that we're never satisfied with just good. We are always trying to improve the car, always trying to expand the car, trying to get people excited about it, trying to take, you know, feedback that we get, you know, and the great thing about Camaro is we get constant feedback from people and see what we can do to improve upon. And I think the ZL1 is definitely a culmination of a lot of those comments and such. And, you know, it does make sense to have you know, the ultimate Camaro out there. And of course, you know, one of the biggest comments we of course hear is that, you know, why the ZL1 and why that name? And so when we look back upon it, you know, there's a lot of discussions about what exactly we should call it. You know, I'll be honest with you, Z28 was definitely part of that conversation. But in the end, you know, we have such a great lexicon of names and such a legacy that we get to honor that we thought, you know, ZL1 worked a little bit better than Z28, and maybe we can use Z28 and something else in the future.
Well, you kind of touched on what we were going to also kind of briefly mention. We did ask Mr. Settlemyer his thoughts on the whole Z28 versus ZL1 name. Obviously, the first question that comes out of everybody's mouth when they first hear about the ZL1, and when we asked him about it in 284, we really don't. If we were to ask you the same question, we don't expect you to say anything other than what he said, which was, "We're not done yet." Can you just confirm or agree with that, or add to it, or, you know, what's your feeling on what he said?
I think what Scott probably said is accurate. You know, we keep trying to evolve the Camaro. You know, we want to, you know, we're not just satisfied with having a good car. We want a great car. We want a great nameplate. We don't ever want to go through the pain that we went through with having a car, you know, go on a market for 7 years. We want to make sure we do things that continue to maintain the legacy. And I think one of those things is you keep evolving and you keep, you know, doing things that then brings attention to the car. And the good thing is that we got a lot of people, you know, on the team, in the GM organization that want to see us do that. So so as Scott would say, you know, let's wait and see what happens.
Is there any plans for a convertible ZL1?
You know, there's a lot of there's going to be a lot of engineering feat to do to get there. Not to say it can't be done. So again, all I can say is stay tuned.
Hmm. All right. And speaking of vert, the convertible is that on showroom floors yet? The 2011 Camaro convertible?
Yeah, we went to Ship to Commerce about 10 days ago, and you know, I hate to say it, it's a bit of a trickle in getting the car out there. There are cars that are in transit to dealerships. We expect to see our first delivery this coming week. But if you have one of the early builds, you know, I'm afraid you're also experiencing a little bit of what we went through with the coupe launch. If you remember, it's probably Chris knows, I think, firsthand.
Yeah.
you know, when we started production of the car, we very much go through a heavy assessment of the car. You know, we want to make sure that the car meets all the expectations, and there are very limited problems. You can't eliminate all the problems, but you can, you know, do your damnedest to make sure that there's few problems. So similar to what we did with the coupe, the convertible's going through a lot of quality assessments. You know, not to say there's anything wrong with the car. That's not the point. The point is, make sure everything's right on the car.
Right, that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And they're sitting there, you know, Oshawa is you know, a great plan and making sure we got it high quality, and they're taking their time going through these cars, making sure they're right, and making sure that they you know, ready to go when they hit the showroom floor. So we are going through a bit of a, you know, that quality assessment, that slow shipment. And we expect that over the next few weeks we'll see that increase almost daily, and hopefully very soon we'll be shipping many of these cars out to dealerships. So if you have one of those cars in the early build, all I will ask is your patience and know that we know about it, and we're going to try to get your car out there as quickly as possible.
And it'll probably be worth the wait.
Oh yeah.
I mean, so looking back on things from the announcement and the unveiling of the concept, through the coupe and through the convertible and then through the ZL1 and then beyond, it looks like you guys make it look easy. I mean, it's just been a smashing success ever since it was unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show as a concept. What has been the biggest challenge with this car? Because you guys are on an incredible roll. The sales figures are unbelievable.
Yeah, you blew away Mustang, and you guys didn't even have a convertible or the ZL1 out
right
yet.
So what's been your biggest challenge when you look back on from where it started to where we are now?
That's a great question.
I got him.
You know, in a lot of ways, in some respects, it has been very easy. You know, when you have a great product, when you have a high anticipation, when the product has delivered on everything you said it would deliver on, it does make it easy. Now, with that said, the flip side of that is, you know, there's a lot of coordination that still has to go in. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's not what you can do. It's not what you do right. It's what can you do wrong. And I think for the most part, we've really navigated through some potential hurdles that could have set us back a little bit. So we're happy to see that for the most part, you know, everything, our planning has been pretty good. And, you know, the team, again, that works on this car is just phenomenal. And you can't thank them enough for the things they do and avoiding the you know, the big mistakes and things like that. I think whenever there's been an issue, we've stepped up and we've addressed it. And I think for the most part, that turns into success.
Yeah, that sums it up. I mean, sometimes, in response to our interview we did with Settlemyer last week, some people have accused us of being too enthusiastic about the car. And we don't ask the tough questions. Like, what about weight? And when are you guys going to redo the interior of the car because it's made of cheap plastic?
You know, it's completely awesome. When could it be awesomer?
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, I go back to what I said earlier. You know, the team hears this. I mean, the mass situation is an interesting one because, you know, you got to balance mass versus value versus cost, you know. You could do a lot to take off, you know, go to carbon fiber pieces and aluminum and things like that. Those things cost an awful lot of money, and that money would be directly passed back to the consumer in a higher price for the car. So you say, well, fine, go ahead and do that. Well, I don't know a lot of customers who maybe want to pay $5,000-$6,000 more than what they're paying now. So that's something that you always have to balance. Now, with that said, there are things you can do, and I think you're going to see us do those things as we go along. You know, I don't think we can ever get back to the weight of the old car, you know, the first generation car, but, you know, that can't happen because now you have safety requirements, emission requirements. You know, you think what goes into building a car today versus what went into a car, you know, 40, 45 years ago, and it's amazing the requirements you have to do now. So, and those things, you know, add mass to the car as well. So, you know, look, we know about issues with the mass, and we keep, you know, just like the it's marketing manager trying to find ways to reduce weight and reduce mass. So, you know, we know at times we'd like to put it on a diet, but there's only certain things you can do.
Yeah.
Now, on the interior, you know, this is the great debate about the interior. You know, when we did the car, everybody said, you got to make the car exactly like you did on the, you know, on the concept car.
Absolutely.
So we went about trying to do everything we could to keep that, keep those points in place, you know, mix in the legacy with the, keeping it very modern and everything. And, you know, the interior's won awards and everything, but it's very polarizing. Some people say, hey, it's too plain. It's too, you know, too plasticky, as as you guys said earlier. So I think, you know, again, the team listens to that, and I think you'll see, actually, you see it in the ZL1. Some changes to the ZL1 yes. interior that, you know, may or may not come to other models as we go along.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
All right. Good
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. I really like how you guys added the rearview camera to mm-hmm. the rearview mirror. It's just it's only like my wife has a 2011 Traverse. It's almost mm-hmm. looks almost just like that.
And yep, it works good, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Works great. Well, yeah. Going back to, you know, the cost versus value versus safety versus quality, or I forgot the three terms. It sounds like to me like one of those, you can have two, but not all three.
Yeah.
The old adage that they use. But I do remember that in the last Disciple meeting, you know, we brought it up on behalf of the rest of the Camaro enthusiast community. And I don't remember exactly what it was in particular, but Al Oppenheiser said, how much are you willing to pay for that? And, of course, everybody shuts up. and we say the same thing to other people. You know, we want carbon fiber this, we want aluminum that. How much are you willing to pay?
Nothing.
Yeah, or they'll say, oh, I'll pay. But then when it comes time to open their wallets, it's another story entirely. And we've seen it time and time again. That's just human nature. Yeah. So I got to think that that's part of one. That's got to be one of your hurdles going forward as well. And despite all that, again, we can't be, Chris and I, and then I think we can speak for a lot, if not all of the Camaro enthusiast community, just, we're just so excited about what's happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen in the future. So, having said future, I know you can't talk about future plans, but can you drop us any more hints or little previews or windows or teasers or anything about what's to come, or are you just gonna keep your trap shut at this point?
I'm going to keep my trap shut at this point.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to try.
Okay, when can you walk into a Chevrolet dealership and order a ZL1?
Yes.
Sometime in the fourth quarter. We'll announce a specific date in the near future.
And we'll be happy to help you announce that on CamaroZ28.com. I'm assuming
I appreciate the offer, sure. Guys. You know, I do get guys, you know, in all seriousness, you guys do a great job and supporting us. And you know, people may accuse you of being enthusiast. I personally think you're a pain in the ass sometimes, but that's personal thing.
We are?
Yeah. No, not at all.
I don't know
about
that.
You guys do a great service, I think, to the community and everything, and getting information out there and getting the correct information. I mean, uh-huh. I think the one thing I've learned, you know, in the 4 years that I've done this, is it's amazing how misinformation gets out there and people react to it, and they don't realize exactly you know, what's being given to them, and they, you know, at times, you know, take the information and don't decipher it correctly. And I think you guys do a great job in backing everybody up and saying, you know, look at it in the grand scheme. So,
yeah,
well, that's our job. And you know, likewise, I was really surprised when I heard that there's going to be a Duramax diesel edition of the Camaro.
Yeah, I heard you guys broke that news on, 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah.
You heard it here first. And only here.
That's right. Oh, man, terrific stuff.
I just had my Chevrolet dealership call me this week, John, because he said he had a guy in there ready to order a ZL1 Camaro, and he's like, can you tell me about this car because we don't have any information on it yet. I said, well, probably because you're not going to be able to order it for another, you know, till the end of this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, John, I think
I have to call your dealer, too, because we did send him out some information on the car. So.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Well, let's not mention any names, then.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to get anybody in trouble. John Trotto at Buff Whalen Chevrolet. He's a buddy of ours.
Yeah.
He'll get a kick out of it. Well, John, we don't want to take up too much of your time because we know that you got, you know, even though it's a Sunday, you need to run out and do some marketing on the Camaro. So, you know. Try to slide my name into one of the commercials, you know, like a little Easter
egg.
A little Easter egg. Jason Debler approves of the new Camaro ZL1. All right. John, we always appreciate your time, and we always appreciate the efforts that the entire Camaro team is doing. It can't be easy. I don't care what you say. It can't be easy because you're working so hard, and we know it. We thank you so much for that and for the interview, and let us know what we can do for you. And we will catch you next time.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Sounds good. Hopefully, I can come in next time and partake in the antics that go on in the studio there.
Oh, yeah, you mean the frisbees and the... yeah. Take care, John. We'll see you next time, and keep up the great work.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Well, that was a great interview.
Oh, yeah.
As usual, with old Fitzy.
Old Fitzy. So, very
as he's
cool
known
stuff.
On the site.
Well, I think he's only known here on the podcast.
Yeah, as old Fitzy.
And I don't even know who came up with
coined
that.
Coined by Bear Z28.
Oh, that's right. one of our loyal call-in guys. Yeah. So very cool stuff. Well, I'm, you know, definitely.
I love talking to Fitz.
He's such a cool guy. Yeah. And he's a great guy to have on the team, just like the rest of everybody.
Yeah.
So we got Settlemyer down. We got Fitzpatrick down. Now we just got to somehow snare Pilcher.
Oh.
Pilcher. Yeah. See what she's got to say about the car. And hopefully, I was afraid that it would be just the same thing that, you know, because they work so tightly together that it would just kind of be a rehash. But no, there's some good stuff in that one. So, John, if you're listening, as I know you are, thank you so much for your time. Yeah. And I want my Z28 also to be in cyber gray metallic. So, any voicemails, emails that we've received for this week's episode, we'll just carry over to next week. So, then don't worry, all the ones that were placed in February will, of course, be entered into the February voicemail competition.
Of course.
All right, we have a little bit of time left over, surprisingly enough. So, Chris, what do you got there?
Well, we have our app that's available in iTunes for your iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. And in that app, there's a way to send us a quick message, and people have been doing that. And so
they kind of
go by the wayside because they don't come to our inbox. You have to go to a webpage and check them and stuff.
And we can't reply to them either.
Right.
We can only just receive them.
And holy cow, we got some pretty good messages here. Yeah, so let's just go over them real quick here.
Yeah. We've done this before. Where do we leave off? Somewhere on the 22nd of January?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Let's see here.
How long has the show been on? I think the one that we got to do is Love the Show, Guys, that one. One question, how long has the show been on, and has there a way to listen to the older episodes? Is that the one?
Where is it at?
And then the next one is, I found the player, never mind, LOL, bear. that's on 123, actually. Is that the one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
All right, and then let's go from there.
Okay. Love the show, guys. One question, how long has the show been on? And is there a way to listen to older episodes? Thanks. Well, actually, we've been on for what?
75,000 years.
Well, this is episode 286.
Yeah.
So if you do, we never missed a week. So if you do 286 weeks at 52 weeks a year, that's almost 5 years?
That's almost five.
5 years?
No, it's over five.
Over 5 years. It's been so long, it's just a blur.
Never having a weekend off. Having to see your face every
dedicated.
Weekend. Dedicated.
Dedicated.
Glutton for punishment. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, we love it. We love doing this. This is why we do it.
Every single episode's online. If you go back and listen to them from beginning, we're horrible from the beginning.
No. We didn't.
Actually, we're around this little puck. Oh, no, the stock. No,
the stick.
The stick.
We had
a microphone,
like a cheap Logitech microphone stick that we had to share.
Technologically evolved.
Well, have we ever...
But if you go to
the podcast forum, they're all there.
They're all there in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And also, if you go to cz28com.blogspot.com, they're arranged by date.
Yep.
And you can just go in there and click on each one. So
that's where we originate things from for our RSS feed. So what else we got here? Can you tell how much do you think the Z28 2012? Thank you.
No.
Nope.
There's no Z28.
No such thing. Yeah. Hey guys, Aussie Rob here. That's a big one. But last week's episode, we read an email from him that was really cool. So if you didn't listen to 285, tune in.
Yeah.
I got to go to a car show and they had 100 Camaros. Nice. I got to go to a car show in Shreveport and they had about 100 Camaros. Thank you very much. this is me again. This is an awesome Camaro with a very cool picture of a nice screaming yellow Camaro.
Yeah, it's easy to attach a picture in these messages.
Yeah. Too. What else we got, Chris?
Hey, guys. Silverado 27 from the message boards. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Counting down the days to the auto show here in Philly. Thanks for all your hard work, guys. I know the Philly auto show is passed by now. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're late on that. Yeah. Another one just says hee-hee with a picture here. What is this?
I don't even want to touch it. I don't know. It's a bike?
It's a motorcycle.
Yeah, hee-hee. Yeah, my car will smoke your bike.
Hey, guys, I love the show. I have an 02 Trans Am WS6 and love it, but I also like the new Camaro. My only problem is low-mileage TAs go for about $15,000. Is the new SS worth $20,000 more than a used TA? Eli from Fort Worth, Texas.
Eli, the best answer is it depends on where you put your values. Would you prefer... A Trans Am for that money. I mean, it's
used
cost
car.
Versus value.
Yeah.
If you find that the new Camaro is worth $20,000 more, well, then that's your decision. That's your choice. That's your answer. Personally, $20,000 is a lot of money, and I love my 2010 Camaro.
Love it,
and I'm glad I got it. And I don't think it's a terrible value at all. In fact, it's an incredible value. But boy, when you put it in those terms, that's a tough decision to make because I love older Trans Ams too.
Yep. Next message says G, and then it has a picture of the Redline Camaro. I think it was from SEMA.
Redline Motorsports.
Yeah, the blue stripes and the white.
It's weird. It's weird, wild stuff.
I don't know.
It's weird, wild stuff.
Next message. I love Camaros and other cars. Well, congratulations. Thank you.
And then
we love Camaros too.
The next one is Camaro.
Camaro.
And then another one is Fuh-huh-huh. And then Fuh-huh-huh. And then I love Camaros again. And nice Camaro. And see, if you don't tell us who you are, we don't know who you are.
I know. We'll just read them as it is.
Yep.
Next one. Hey, Chris and Jason. Greetings from sunny Southern California. It's your old pal, Judd.
Bones.
Yeah. Bones 3180 on the board. Been a while since I checked in, but wanted to share. This pic was taken on my way into work Monday morning while listening to the podcast. Congrats to Camaro Scotty on his new convertible. Can't wait to see one of those out here when you actually get to use them year-round. Sorry, always fun to take a shot at you silly snowbound Midwesterners who didn't wise up and head west like a former Chicagoan.
Well, buy me a house and I will.
Anyway, hope you guys don't stay snowed in too much longer. Try and stay warm and keep up the great work on the podcast. All the best, Judd.
In the picture he attached, he's doing 12 miles per hour, and the odometer says 12-12-1 on it.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
1-2-1-2-1.
Drive heading north.
Heading north. let's see.
Great to hear from you, Judd.
Yeah, Judd, good to hear. If you call in once in a while, I haven't heard from you in a while. Somebody said hi with a Y. Somebody said look with a picture of some... I
blue
tell you,
car with
is,
an eagle?
That thing is just stupid looking. Whatever it is. Sorry. I don't know what it is. Chris and Jason, love the show. Have you guys ever looked into doing a live, real radio show? I think you guys would be awesome. Keep it up, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. I don't know. Live?
Yeah, I'd do it. I could do it.
I guess we could try
it. Piece of cake. I mean, we pretend it's live. I mean, it's really no different.
Yeah.
We can't hear you, you know, hurling vegetables at your radio when you listen to us. Hey, guys, thank you for your awesome Camaro podcast and website. I've listened to your podcast since the very first one. My screen name is Camaro Jedi, and I'm co-founder of the Arizona All Gens Camaro Club. If you're ever in Arizona, please look us up, as there's always something going on. Ryan Kester, Facebook.com/Arizona All Gens.
Oh, I might have to look him up, because I'm actually going to be in Phoenix at the end of April this year for a conference that I have to go to. So
for what?
For my work.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Never been to Phoenix.
You're going to roast your ass off.
Good.
You'll
can't
think
wait.
So until your hair is sweating.
It's April.
Your eyelids are going to sweat.
Yes.
All right.
I've been in Vegas when it was 120.
Next one is hola. Yeah, and then you promptly go into a casino.
Hell yeah.
Next one is hola. Looks like a gentleman eating some chorizo or something.
Yeah,
I don't know
what that is.
Definitely looks good, though. I love Mexican food. Somebody else wrote something I don't even know how to pronounce.
Musa El Sufi? I don't know what that means, but there's a picture of some
guy
gentleman.
Surrounded by two pieces of wheat.
That's what it looks like.
Kind of. Nice colors on that. Cool app. Can we get video? Berger Hopeful. Absolutely, on YouTube.
Yeah, you have to go to the YouTube.
We got a YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/CamaroZ28com.
94 Camaro V6 won't start. Security light is on, but worked fine before? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
A great place to post would be in the technical section on the message board.
Love the show. I look forward to a new episode each week. Thank you. No, thank you for listening and for messaging us. We appreciate that a lot. Just got in on the site. It's awesome. Thanks. Somebody posted a picture of a Photoshop cop car. Please make the episodes longer. Thanks.
Oh, that's what everybody wants.
We can't do it. You will get bored of us because we'll just start making up dumb stuff. Somebody posted, yup, but with a nice picture.
Nice picture of a 1SS Camaro.
Yeah, nice.
Black.
Somebody wrote AC. Somebody was blank. Somebody wrote question marks, and somebody wrote Camaro.
Oh, fortune.
Picture of a fourth gen. We haven't forgotten about you, fourth gen, guys. That's a good-looking Z28 right there.
Yeah. That's
with
it.
The snowflake wheels. Did you know that the snowflake wheels were the lightest ones of all the fourth gen wheels?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity a few years ago to weigh a bunch of different fourth gen wheels. And maybe it was just LS1 98 on up wheels, but I believe the snowflakes were indeed the lightest. Don't remember the weights. I think it was in the wheel and tire section that I posted. Check around... early summer 2003, I think I made the post. I got to look into that. I haven't thought about that in a while. It's amazing what you don't remember.
Well, thanks for everybody for contacting us through the app, through voicemail, through emails. Mm-hmm. You can also get us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
Lots of ways to contact us.
Yep, and it's all in the show notes. And, right?
Yeah.
Tis indeed. Well, gang, I think we're going to be back next week for the usual bit. We're going to be talking about more Camaro news. We're going to catch up on some voicemails and whatever else comes our way that's unpredictable and fun.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.